feels.
Well, hi everybody. It's the first Friday morning of the month, really Thursday night. Isn't that moon fabulous? And it's Wendy Reed's, well, it's not her birthday anymore. As of 1 minute, it's not your birthday anymore, but happy birthday anyway, because June 4th is Wendy Reed's birthday, and I said she should definitely come on to Crack O' Dawn and bring some of her work, and then bring whatever she would like to hear on a desert island, Wendy's desert island pick. So tell everybody what you brought here that we're going to listen to for Wendy's desert island pick.
Well, I picked two pieces, Luigi Nono, La Lontananza Nostalgica Utopica Futura. Excuse my Italian. Belonging for utopia.
Well, actually, that was really a trick question, because basically when I saw her today, when I spoke to her on the phone, I thought, well, she's going to play some of her new work. You know, we're going to hear her half hour. She said, no, what I want to do is we're going to play everything. So we have the treat that we're going to play back to back three CDs of Wendy Reed. So you should pour yourself a good drink, you know, roll yourself a good doob, and just chill, because you're in for a treat. And we do harken back to the days when my radio show was 4 hours, and it was from 3 a.m. to 7 a.m. In the old studio on Shattuck, right above Edie's. Remember, Wendy?
I do.
And Wendy arrived at the station with her vinyl. And we played side A of her vinyl, and then we played side B. Then we played side A, and then we played side B. And it was like, it was such a brilliant show. So.
And did anyone know?
No. So we're going to hear tree piece number, let's see.
31.
Yeah, because we can't even see with our glasses, because Wendy likes very, very, very small writing. So even with our glasses, I should have brought a magnifying glass. So there's going to be lots of music, and if you want to speak to either me, Barb, or the birthday girl, phone 510-848-4425.
I sees. The other feels.
That was Wendy Reed's tree piece number 31 from the album Tree Pieces Volume 2. It's a CD, actually, but I like calling them albums. So, hi.
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 I just want you to know that that was Tom Dambley on trumpet and Joel Duvall on percussion. And the haiku, somewhat, if you want to call it a haiku, was by Paul Clay. It goes, one eye sees, the other feels. And throughout the piece, the one eye sees is a whistle, and the other feels is a paper tear.
Oh, I see. Beautiful. So I'm at the top of this show, I'm going to announce some upcoming shows that I think you'd like, or just venues that you should go to that I've been enjoying, and then I won't be really talking very much. We're just going to really play the rest. We're going to play the rest of Tree Pieces Volume 2 in its entirety. And so Saturday night, which is really tomorrow night, seeing as this is Friday morning, Molly Holm is doing something at Avonova House. It's the Impermanent Project Vocal Improvisations, and she's the director-composer. And it's a group of, I think, five or six women. And that's 417 Avon Avenue in Oakland, right by Shafter and 51st. And I would imagine you can Google Impermanent Project Molly Holm, H-O-L-M, if you want more info. Not going necessarily in order. June 27th, if you haven't seen one of my shows, it's Environment, and I'm very excited about it. It's at the end of June, Saturday, June 27th, at East Bay Media, which is at 1939 Addison. It's a piece for two cellos, electronics, live graphics, which are visual graphics by Bill Tebow. But they're actually 400 of my photos. It's four sections with 100 photos in each bucket, as Bill calls it. And I'm reading a little bit of poetry, and it's called Not Dead Yet. And the cellists are Carla Fabrizio, Teresa Wong, electronics Tim Perkis, and computer graphics Bill Tebow. And then also on that evening is Antimatter, Christopher Davidson, who's been on this show many times, and Greg Lenzicki, and from Citizen Band, he's in LA now, but he's coming up, and Tim Perkis with live video graphics by Bill Tebow. So it's a nice evening. So try and catch that. That's called Not Dead Yet, East Bay Media, Barbara Golden. Also on June 6th, tomorrow, is Philip Greenleaf, John Raskin, and then two poets, Claudia DeRocca and I think it's Margaret Robinson, I know it's Raskin, Greenleaf, and two poets, and that's at Berkeley Arts Festival. BAF, we call it, 2133 University. And Center for New Music on Taylor, 55 Taylor, has a wonderful, they just have a plethora of events all of June. So I would encourage you just Google CNM, 55 Taylor, Center for New Music. But Rova is June 6th, and Larry Oaks, the 19th. The 13th, two people are playing pieces of Larry Polanski. So that sounds really good. Someone playing piccolo, and then a just intonation guitar, Lou Harrison just intonation dieselphonic guitar. That should be good. The 28th is Matthew Goodhart. And last but not least, for what I'm going to mention is, oh my God, also Saturday night at Tom's Place. This is, Wendy, I'm assuming you're probably going to go to this. Tom's Place, it's Vorticella, which is four women, Chris Bobrowski, Brenda Hutchinson, Erin Esplin, and Karen Stackpole.
I think that's Friday, actually.
Tonight, you think?
Tonight, yeah.
It is Friday. You're right. Thank you. So that's not the 6th. That's June 5th. Friday night. That's right. That's tonight. And so Tom's Place, it's a wonderful home concert area. It's fabulous. 3111 Deacon in Berkeley. So Vorticella, Vorticella, for more info. And they're playing the Gliss. I think Chris is doing that the Gliss glass again. Chris Fabroski?
I don't know what
she's
doing.
Yeah,
she does also different instruments.
Well, she's doing, I read that. I mean, I'm looking at my notes, so, yeah.
Then you know.
Yeah. Just trying to chat with you a little bit. But that's about it. But just keep the 27th in mind. So anyway, there's lots of stuff going on. And we're going to continue with tree pieces, 51-1, 52, and Game of Tree. And Wendy, can you describe 51 a bit while I get it potted up?
Okay.
Tree piece 51.
Well, tree piece 15-1 is the subtitle is Lightning Dog Variations, Dogs Barking for Peace. And it has myself playing violin, Bukla Lightning, and Zeta violin, plus my dog recordings from many years ago. And another
dog. Is that
dog, Twinkie. And then another dog, Don Bukla's dog, Hazel.
Oh, Hazel. Yeah, Hazel. Yeah.
And let's see. And that's about it. Okay. And they're little short snippets that actually turned into a whole set of pieces. There's variations on variations, and then the Lulu variations was derived from this original piece. So,
and we're going to hear the Lulu variations later in the program. So, music of Wendy Reed. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. own blood.
So that was tree piece number
52.
It's a good thing you're here, because I'd be like, what is my name? My name is Barb. That's Crackadon. And Wendy Reed is my wonderful guest. It's her birthday. Happy birthday. Well, June 4th, and it's really June 5th now, but we're only an hour in. And I consider it your birthday month, really.
Exactly.
So, yeah. You are listening to KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley, 94.1 and 89.3 FM respectively, KFCF Fresno, 88.1 FM, and online at kpfa.org. And we've been listening, and we'll continue to be listening to tree pieces, many different tree pieces, number one, number 52. What did we just hear?
Number 52 was Brassiosaurus. It was called, it's 19 Variations of 19 Variations, which was the original variations was tree piece 51. So Brassiosaurus consists of Tom Dill, trumpet, Ron Heglin, tuba, trombone, and voice, and Toyoju Tamita, trombone.
So what track are we going to now?
Should I? Can I mention the performers of tree piece number one?
Yes, please.
Okay. Tree piece number one, Sam Ashley, tuned glass, Wendy Reed, music boxes, William Wynette, vibraphone, and yours truly, Barbara Golden on recorder.
Wow.
Okay.
And from when is that? 1981, maybe? 82?
Boy, let's see.
Mills College.
Here it is. Oh, no, I don't even have the dates anymore. It was Mills College days, so it was more like 1979, 1980.
Yeah, the first person I met working in the Mills College library when I got there in August of 79 was Wendy Reed. Jesus, looks exactly the same. It's hard to believe, but it's 30... She hasn't changed.
We're all the same.
She hasn't aged a day.
No one has changed.
But still really big, big glasses. Still likes to swim. And, and we're still going strong, just having lots of fun. The fun never stops, we like to say.
That's true. Keeps going.
We keep it very simple.
Oh, one other thing with the last piece. Oh, did we do Game of Tree? I don't think we did Game of Tree.
No, we're what... I have to reset that. So what track would that be?
Well, that's the final track of Tree Piece number, I mean, of the Tree Pieces Volume 2. And the Game of Tree was actually, the players of Game of Tree were Ariel Tingley and Wendy Reed.
We haven't played it yet, have
yeah.
we?
Yeah. It's just a minute and 19 seconds.
Could you tell me what track it is so I can
Yes, it will be one. Well, it's the final track.
You have to tell me a number.
Oh, okay, let me give you the final track. It's number 42. Track 42. Because, because the variations each have their own track on this. You'll see that I'm correct. People do not believe that I have 42 tracks, but I do.
Okay, 42.
Yeah.
42. Okay.
Let's give it a listen then. I have it on 42. Yeah. Okie dokie, let's do it. So this is Game of Tree
2004.
Wow, that was fast.
Well, it was actually
like a coda. It's like a little coda.
It's like a coda to the whole album.
Beautiful.
It was created by playing Game of Tree.
Ah.
Which is still available for people to get.
Oh, well, then where should people... How can people get your records?
Game of Tree can be found on my website, treepieces.net.
Okay. So did you all hear that?
Treepieces.net,
yeah.
Game of Tree.
Yeah. And do keep those calls coming in. Our next piece is going to be dedicated to Ed Stress, and maybe Ed Morse, too, if he's good. And we're listening now to the next album.
Okay, this is the original Tree Pieces. It has five different performances on it. Tree Piece number 21. This piece was commissioned by Mary Oliver, and she plays on it, a violin, and William Wynett, percussion. Track 2 is Tree Piece number 8, solo, percussion, William Wynett. Tree Piece number 10 is Wendy Reed, violin, William Wynett, percussion, George Tingley, piano, and Larry Polanski, mandolin. Track 4 will be Tree Piece number 34, which was written for and commissioned by William Banovitz, oboe, and William Wynett, percussion. And the final track, Tree Piece 17, was also commissioned by Don Buchla. Nothing is more real than nothing. And it's performed by Don Buchla and William Wynett.
Music of Wendy Reed. Thank you.
Contradiction is
affirmation.
Affirmation.
Of.
But.
Contradiction is affirmation of.
But is but Contradiction is.
Contradiction.
Of.
Of.
Thank you.
Okay, that was most of the pieces from Wendy Reed's first album called Tree Pieces, and they were numbers.
Tree Piece number 21, Bird Music. Tree Piece number 8. Tree Piece number 10. Tree Piece number 34, Frog Ostinato. And the final cut is yet to happen.
Yeah. And then we're going to hear the Lulu Variations, which you're going to love. So I was told to tell you to get to the Craneway and because there's a KPFA fair, the 20th and 21st of June. It's really good. Crafts fair. And then there's cocktails. There's a cocktail lounge at the Craneway. So I guess it's at Assemble. So it's the 20th and 21st. So maybe we can go on the 20th during the day. It sounds like fun. I think I give my name and I can get to go.
Sounds good.
Maybe we can do that. Never. Do you know that I've never been there? Anyway, let's play this PSA card and see if this works.
Hi, this is Tom Mazzolini inviting you to join me every Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. for the Blues by the Bay Show here on KPFA. I'll be playing the latest blues CD releases as well as some of the great classics. Also featured will be unique blues rarities, interviews, blues news, and musician profiles. So join me every Saturday starting at noon, where we will take a journey down to the Bay of Blues right here on KPFA.
I don't mean to hurt you, baby, and I'm sorry if I do.
You are listening to listener-sponsored KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley, 94.1 and 89.3 respectively. FM, of course, KFCF in Fresno, 88.1 FM, and online at kpfa.org. This is the first Friday morning of the month. I'm Barb. This is Crack O'Don. My guest is Wendy Reed. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
So we're going to hear the last track of Tree Pieces, which is Tree Piece number 16.
No, 17.
17.
Nothing is more
17.
Real than nothing.
16. Oh, I love that.
It's a quote by Beckett.
Say it again.
Nothing is more real than nothing. And Don Buchla on thunder, William Wynette on percussion.
Thank you. nothing. Is more real than
nothing is more real than nothing. How true. Is that Samuel Beckett?
That's Samuel Beckett.
Good old Samuel Beckett, eh?
Right.
So that was tree piece number
17.
Well, if people are interested in knowing more about Wendy Reed and her music and where to find it, go on to treepieces.net. Is that so?
That's correct.
So we're going to listen to one more piece of Wendy Reed's, and that's the most recent, I believe.
Well, it's one of... This was actually a 2008 recording. There's been some different variations along the way. This piece was done on the Other Minds concert, but it's different variations, similar but slightly different. This one is tree piece number 55, Lulu Variations, with the same name, but just different tweaks.
And Lulu is really Wendy's bird.
An African gray parrot. And a
fabulous speaker, singer, emoter.
Well, basically,
at home,
the birds
mostly.
On this are they are performers. They're not just background music. Like,
oh, I know
right,
that.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And they're called the Ruffled Feathers Trio. T-R-E-E-O.
Ah.
Lulu, Shushu, and Wenwen.
And do you still have all those three guys?
Well, Wenwen is me. That's my also known as when I'm part
oh,
of the
Wenwen.
Ruffled Feathers. Right,
I see.
Right,
I
right.
See. So there's two birds in you, but you're really a bird
right.
at heart.
And on this recording, we have guest artist Tom Dambley on muted trumpet, piccolo trumpet, and Shushu. Sometimes doesn't and has never performed live, but sometimes Lulu and I are on stage together.
Okay, let's hear Lulu Variations, Wendy Reed.
Thank you.
Lulu Variations. Lulu is something.
Yes, she's, what can I say, a master of all kinds of sounds.
So that's Wendy Reed, Lulu Variations. So, yeah, that's nice stretch of music there that you have composed, Ms. Reed.
Oh, yes, well, I just want to thank you so much for putting it on the air. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Our pleasure. So, a little bit of, now it's the Desert Island section. It's a little Cecil Taylor, a little Luigi Nono.
Yes, two of my favorite composers, improvisers, along with a few others.
And do stay tuned for Puzzling Evidence with Doug Wellman. And, so thanks, Wendy.
Thank you, Barbara. That was wonderful. I appreciate it.
So, happy birthday, and Cecil Taylor. Let's go out with some Cecil Taylor.
Yeah.
And touch Sundesmos, and touch Weightless.
seeing as we have so little time, I want to cram in a little Luigi Nono. It's La Lontananza Nostalgica Utopica Futura. So that was Cecil Taylor. Wonderful piece. Algonquin. And Doug Wellman has entered the building, so stay tuned for Puzzling Evidence. And you can go to Crackodon June 5, 2015 and get the playlist and listen to the whole show, this show.
Thank you. sure to catch Apex Express on KPFA. Apex Express is a weekly program following news and cultural events throughout Asia and the Pacific Islands. Find out about issues affecting Asian American and Pacific Islander communities locally and globally. Get on board the Apex Express Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. on KPFA.